I am getting really sick of people saying that Bush is stupid. Bush is an idiot. That fucking drives me crazy. George Bush is not stupid. He's evil, okay? There's a huge difference between stupid and evil. And a lot of, because like, all my friends are always like, oh, but he can't even complete a fucking sentence. And I'm like, hang on. George Bush can speak perfectly well, just not when he's talking about being caring or compassionate or concerned about human beings. That's when he stutters and says shit like, hey, it's hard to put food on your family. And you're like, what she actually said, he said, it's hard to put food on your family. Do you know why he said that? Because he could give a fuck how hard it is for you to put food on the table for your family. But you know when he gets really downright poetic and articulate and focused is when he's talking about war and death and murder and retribution. All of a sudden, he's Dylan Thomas. Because here's the thing. If you gave Darth Vader a big basket of puppies, he'd look like a fucking imbecile. Like, hey, Darth, how do you like those puppies? Well, they're round, furry, to pet. Here, I don't really like puppies. Here, take these. And then, what are you going to do to Alderaan? We will destroy your planet. You will be dust beneath the heels of our boots. That's George Bush. I know a supervillain when I see one. Yeah, he would actually be a good president if he just fucking Dr. No'd it up, man, and put a shark tank in the Oval Office and big fucking lava moat around the White House and just, you know, they should just give him like a white cat to stroke while he addresses the nation like, hello, America, yes. I understand you SUV owners are running low on gasoline. Well, guess what? We're going to blow up some brown people in the desert. Bunch of fucking, having just a staff of hot women in identical jumpsuits. Just bring me the budget report, vagina fantastic. Bring it now. Break Tom Daschle's neck with your thighs.